This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I am feeling great and rip-roaring ready to go. How about you, Tom?
Same here. Are you a little too humid in this room?
No.
Yeah.
Is that why you have the window open?
Yeah, I just feel humid. That's neither here nor there. People don't tune in. People are dying to hear about socks. And look, we're going to get to that.
Oh, we'll get to socks.
Tim, this past weekend, went to our old neighborhood of Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Mm.
And let me tell you, as somebody who hasn't really been there in a while and also hasn't really like been to a bar during...
Or been anywhere.
Yeah, been anywhere. To go to a bar in our old neighborhood, I felt like I was 10,000 years old.
Yeah, it's a hip neighborhood, Tom. We were trailblazers. We moved to a neighborhood in, 2006?
Urban pioneers.
Yeah, first wave gentrifiers, I guess.
Hey, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, and then we aged out of there freaking 9 years ago, Tom.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, 10 or 11 years ago, but we stayed a little too long. We left.
Yeah.
And every time I go back there, I get like wistful.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah, this was such a nice neighborhood. But then I realize like, oh, I don't like going to Greenpoint. I like feeling like I'm in my 20s.
Right.
And for a second, I feel like I'm in my 20s because I remember the streets and stuff from when I was in my 20s.
Right.
But then quickly, I'm just like, oh, but I don't fit in here.
Yeah, I had to keep like not talking about the... Because I was... hang out with my girlfriend's friends, who I know, but they're not...
You don't like?
No, I do like them, but they're a little younger than us, and I
problematically so.
No,
Tom.
I knew you were going to say something.
I was asking
early 30s.
Okay,
so probably they were too old to be there too.
Yeah,
but
did you tell them that? Did that endear you to
we're
them?
All too old to be here. Everybody's looking at us and thinking, who are the old farts? Yeah. Not just me.
The best thing I think to tell a woman in her 30s is that she's too old to be somewhere.
Yeah, but that it's okay for me, who's even older, to be there.
Yeah, but you know, you can go gray naturally.
Yep.
Do a lot of things.
I get better looking as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
You raised
your eyebrows.
When I said I look better looking as I look older, you looked me up and down like no. I was a piece of meat.
No, I looked at the floor to avoid eye contact with you.
Okay, well,
I'm still adjusting to these in person.
Tim, and I got very uncomfortable. Half a mind to go to HR about this.
Kissy noises with my mouth.
No, I realized like after a little while when people were talking about places nearby that I had to keep my mouth shut because I was talking about places that like that place burned to the ground 50 years ago. Yeah. You know, people were like, oh, we should get food. I'm like, oh, I should go to this place on the corner. And then I go outside and it's like, oh, that's a Bed Bath and Beyond now. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't get a gyro there anymore.
Yeah, it's just crazy, especially like there's more money in that area in Greenpoint than there used to be. So there's just like tons and tons of like hip ads for hip things, for like things you don't see ads for anywhere else.
Like what? TikTok.
There was a giant billboard for that Netflix show, Tuca and Birdie.
Okay.
And that was above like a painted mural of Rick and Morty.
Tom, this sounds like your adult animation, Tom.
Yeah, but it was like, where else do you see adult animation like where they splash out on a billboard somewhere nowadays?
Instead of like Pepsi or A Quiet Place 2.
Right.
Yeah.
And also like Greenpoint's still a pretty there aren't skyscrapers or anything in Greenpoint.
Yeah, they're starting construction on some down there at the waterfront. Yeah.
But it's still like pretty resident. Well, I guess I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's still like a neighborhood, it
like
looks like.
Scummier than you would expect for an expensive place to live.
No, not necessarily that, but like not crazy overcrowded yet, I guess is what I'm saying, because you know there aren't skyscrapers and stuff,
right?
So that's the other thing where I'm like, there's these huge billboards and I'm like, I don't know, like 100 people live on this block, but there's a giant billboard, like not that many people come through here, but I guess the people that do are the people that they're targeting.
They're tastemakers, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
You live in Greenpoint, you're a tastemaker. And also, I think there is kind of some element of tourism coming through Greenpoint.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Even before we moved, I noticed that there was like a lot of international tourism.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, I mean, when we've been in other countries, we go to like shithead places if somebody's like, oh, this is where like the record stores are and stuff and like good food, you know, when we're like, look, we already got more pictures than we can fit on the wall of us pushing the cart on station 9 3/4 into Hogwarts.
I like to get one. I like to refresh that every 6 months.
Well, you're looking to get like you want to put one of those aging videos together, right?
Yeah.
Where, you know, you take a picture every 6 months and put it all together. Somebody will see you rapidly age.
I also stand up against the wall and have someone mark off my height every time I'm there.
Yeah, which I don't know why you do that, Tim. Your height's staying relatively the same. Sometimes you say like, oh, look, I grew an eighth of an inch, but I think it's just you have different shoes on.
Tom, in all seriousness,
I have been growing.
I'm doing a lot. I went to a chiropractor. He wasn't exactly a chiropractor.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's a guy that I got that he fixes up my back.
What do you mean he's a guy that you got?
He's a doctor. He might be an actual medical doctor.
He's a doctor. He might be a medical doctor.
He's got an office on the Upper West Side. It's all on the up and up. I go there.
Do you think it's all on the up and up because it's on the Upper West Side?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Uh-huh. That's one of the ups. And the other thing, I go up in an elevator I get there.
So yeah, it's up and up.
Yeah. He was just like, I got to be honest with you. Your back is, you're a mess.
I got to be honest. This back's no good.
Basically. I've been
and take it from me. I'm not even a medical doctor.
He is, I think. Anyway,
he tells you don't go to a medical doctor. You'll be embarrassed. They'll get mad at you. Keep coming to me.
Yeah. But anyway,
is this his home that you go to?
No, it's an office.
All right.
He's got a lot of equipment up there. Tom, he does a lot of people that are like on Broadway.
He has sex with a lot of Broadway
actors?
No,
he's their physician. He's like their back guy. You know, like these dancers, they mess up their backs and stuff.
Yeah, so like he's the one, you know, like injecting them with human growth hormone or something.
What do you think goes on Broadway?
I'll tell you what goes on Broadway, Tim. The show. The show must go on. And sometimes they need a doctor that, you know, doc, I got to tap dance on Broadway tonight. We got a full house.
I know this guy's not going to, he's going to do something. He's going to be like, lie down here. I'm going to put some electrode things on you. And then I'm going to like do this weird move and it's going to cure you. The show will go on without a hitch. It'll be the best performance in a decade of
a standing ovation guaranteed.
Yeah. Anyway. He's like, yeah, you're right. And so I had to do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of yoga. I've been like working on posture things. I think functionally, I will be taller on a day-to-day basis, right? If you were to have the if you a year ago or 2 years ago when we were at King's Cross,
yeah,
if you had marked my height and then we go back in 6 months and you mark my height, I think it would be higher now because I'm just carrying myself
How
better.
Much do you think higher it would be?
Maybe a half an inch.
It's not going to be half an
inch. I think it might be. My spine was so contracted, Tom.
Do you, so they put the electrodes on you?
Yeah.
Those things are great, huh?
They are.
Yeah.
And also he like turns them up a little too high.
Well, I think that's one of those things where you do need somebody else kind of in charge of it that is turning it up and being like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, and turns it up.
Well,
high.
Then he leaves the room for about 25 minutes. And I don't know what he does. There's never any other patients there.
But that is one of those things where you need it turned up high enough, I think, to the point where you're like, oh, should I say something?
Yeah.
but ultimately, shame and cowardice will stop you from saying anything.
Yeah. But then it feels like you're. Blood is flowing through your body in weird ways. Like, oh, I think my blood started going backwards, and I think my heart might have skipped a beat. I think this is like messing with the electricity in my body.
Hey, if it gets you a half an inch taller, though, yeah, all worth it.
Exactly. If I could gain, my goal is to gain half an inch a year.
Well,
for the next,
I think there's going to be diminishing returns. I have one of those TENS machines.
What's that?
That's what the electrodes are.
Oh yeah, I got one of those too, but I don't trust myself.
Oh, I use mine. Actually, it's right there on the bookshelf. Look at that. Because I used mine recently. I don't use it very often, but it is very good. Like, all right, I've tried everything, and my back or neck still hurts. I'm gonna do this, and it always like I should not. Go to it as a last resort after like a week of being in pain. I should just be like, oh, that's the first thing I'd try.
It relaxes your muscles so much. And look, this doctor, he's a great guy, but he's just like, I mean, this is the worst I've seen. Like, what's going on? It's like, yeah, I've been incredibly tense for the last 15 months and haven't been like, I'm a very anxious person. And like, there was a pandemic on and I was afraid that either myself or my loved ones would die.
Yeah.
And I've been tense. Yeah, my back's gonna be a little messed up. That's why I come to you.
I hate whenever you go to a doctor and they're like, what's wrong? You're like, this isn't good. And then they're like, oh, let me take a look at it. Oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I came, you moron.
Yeah, this is what's keeping you in business, so a little respect.
Yeah, but that always well, I'm pretty sure I've said it on this before. Like anytime I've gone for a massage, the masseuse is always like, oh, you're real tense in your shoulders. I'm like, no shit. That's why I came.
That's why I hired you to do something about it.
If I wasn't tense in my shoulders, I wouldn't be, you know, spending money to have a stranger rub me.
Yeah. And if you weren't tense, they'd be like, why'd you come here? You're not tense. You don't need this.
You can't win with these masseuses or doctors. Like how we started talking about how we can't go to our old neighborhood anymore because we're perceived as too old, and ended by talking about back pain remedies and how to find a good doctor.
Yeah.
Boy, this podcast has got one foot in the grave.
Sure does.
2 feet in the grave, if one from each of us.
Yeah, 2 out of 4 feet.
2 out of 4 feet, which... If it were, if both feet belonged to one of us, then we'd be in trouble. One of us would be in the grave.
Right. And what are we wearing on those feet? But socks.
Yeah, they're getting filthy. Tim, what a beautiful transition to tonight's
subject. I thought you were going to segue, and then you didn't.
I didn't, Tim. You know what? I'm all credit to you for that beautiful segue. And the nice thing is we didn't call attention to it either. So
subtlety is the name of the game here.
Tim, we're talking about socks. This was a suggestion from our Patreon, from Megan Rose. Megan, kiss from a rose on the grave.
Ooh.
That she has a nickname in the middle. And at the end, also speaking of graves.
Yeah. Tom, it's all coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the lyrics to the,
Kiss from a Rose on the Grave.
Yeah, it's not the grave.
What is the lyrics?
The gray.
Well, I don't think so. He's like in a, no, he's like in front of the bat signal during that. I thought he was on the grave.
Batman's grave?
I hope not, but who knows? I mean,
Seal's a sick puppy, huh?
Yeah. Batman thought he had really met his match with the Penguin, but he had not met the Seal.
Man, if they should have incorporated Seal into Batman Forever, yeah. It wouldn't have been a worse movie.
No. And like Seal's like a tall, intimidating, I mean, he's not intimidating. He looks like a real teddy bear, but I could see him being a maniacal Batman villain if he put his mind to it. But we're talking about socks. You're looking up the lyrics to
Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose.
Well, why?
We could have asked Megan Rose. She would have known.
Yeah, I mean, it's what she was named after. We should probably ask her parents. baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray.
On the gray.
Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels. Yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the gray.
The light hits the moon.
No.
Huh. The gray. That's where Seal likes to operate, in the gray, the area between black and white, which is why Batman has such a hard time with them.
Tom, the first line of the first verse after the ba-ya-ya, ba-da-ba-ya, there used to be a graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. So, according to Genius, baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray. This line is a reference to the opening imagery of a graying tower alone on the sea. He compares her to the ability of a single rose to grow on the gray tower surrounded only by the ocean. What the hell is this song about? I thought it was about Batman.
I thought it was about like Gotham City or something. I mean, that Bone Thugs and Harmony song from that soundtrack, that talks about Gotham City.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. You're thinking of R. Kelly.
No.
Gotham City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am. I think Bone Thugs had a song on that soundtrack too.
The Batman Forever soundtrack? You're thinking of the Flaming Lips. You always get them confused.
You know what? You're right.
Socks.
Yeah, Tim, people are tuning in to hear about socks, not for you to go on and on about Batman Forever.
Yeah. Okay. The Batman Forever soundtrack.
Yes.
Great soundtrack. The Offspring.
Yep. Was that the one with you two? No, that was Batman Robin, I think.
No.
Oh.
Hold me, kiss me, thrill me, kill me, or something. Hold me, thrill me, kiss me, kill me. A lot of kissing on that soundtrack.
Yeah, well, Batman does a lot of kissing in that movie, more than he normally does.
Poison Ivy. Does he kiss Poison Ivy?
No, that's the next movie. He kisses Nicole Kidman in this one.
I think you're wrong, Tom.
No, that was Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Which is the fourth one, the second Joel Schumacher movie.
Socks.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about them.
Yes.
Well, I'm now Googling Batman Forever soundtrack.
Should we just change the topic of this episode and go song by song through the Batman Forever soundtrack?
Batman Forever had Two-Face, Riddler.
Oh, okay.
And Poison Ivy and Robin.
Wow. Talk about a
stacked cast.
Yeah. Then who did Batman and Robin have? Ed, Mr. Freeze. Jew.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah, that had Poison Ivy and Mr. Freeze.
Okay.
And Bane for a minute, too.
Well,
to be technical. It's a bad version of Bane. It looked good. Very comic accurate look.
Socks.
Yes.
Tom, can I clear the air about socks?
Please do. Your socks sink.
This is what I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
I think socks get a bad rap.
Okay.
I don't think socks smell that bad at the end of one day of use. And maybe it's just me.
I looked into stinky socks, actually, Tim. That was part of my research today. So I didn't really realize. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Socks are one of those things you don't think about a lot, huh? That the point of...
It's if you're not doing the darning.
I always thought, I always just kind of assumed, like, the point of socks is comfort.
Okay, yeah.
But it's...
It's also protection.
Yeah. Well, but the point is to wick away moisture. Mm-hmm. Apparently, our feet sweat more than any other part of our body. Each foot can produce up to a quarter of a pint of sweat a day.
Quarter of a pint? That doesn't seem like a lot, actually.
Half. Think about half a pint of beer, and that's all sweat just from your feet after one day.
Quarter
each foot.
Forgot.
Yeah, that's a lot of sweat.
I was thinking because one of my feet is in the grave. I wasn't counting it.
Right. Yeah, socks are mostly meant to wick away moisture from your feet, which I guess I also thought about that. That's what socks were for, because if you...
I'm telling you, Tom, right now, my feet do not sweat that much.
I don't think my feet sweat all that much.
Why wouldn't I question this research you did? Because wouldn't our socks be freaking soaked to the bone every day?
No.
Because it's not like it's an efficient way of like, and then it gets it right out of the shoe.
Yeah.
Because it's just sitting in there. You should be, should be like, if this were true, you'd be walking around and you'd just hear in your shoes.
I don't know. Through the magic of socks, to get rid of that moisture. But they stink. Socks do stink. You're 100% wrong.
Tom, I've been wearing these socks all day.
I'm not smelling them.
I'll take a big whiff.
All right. Go for it.
Smells fine.
Can't believe you almost... Did you kiss your foot when you did that?
I licked it, yeah.
Wow.
Salty. So that does
lends
credence to your research.
I remember what I was gonna say.
You were just impressed with how flexible I am. It's all this yoga.
You were pretty, yeah. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you are gonna be half a foot taller in a decade.
Taller than you one day. You see, people naturally kind of shrink as they get older.
Not you.
Not me.
You started off shrunk.
Exactly. So me and you, we're gonna pet. We're gonna be two ships in the night.
It's true. I remember, like, as like a little kid, picking on my brother and my uncle, telling me like, "Oh, you should be careful. You might be bigger than you one day." And me being like, "That's literally impossible because I'm older than him." But I am taller than him, so he was wrong, my uncle.
Yeah.
You probably don't do this.
She told your uncle to go fuck himself.
I believe at the time I did. You might not have done this since you were younger, but I remember as like a kid. Well, I mean, as a teenager, everything fucking stinks. You smell bad all the time.
Oh, yeah. Because teens just stink.
But teen is also the age where I would not.
Tell me what else teen is the age of.
Where. Sometimes you wouldn't wear socks. You would just put your foot in your sneaker.
Tom, that's disrespectful.
To who?
To shoes. No, doing that.
Yeah.
Putting your...
Tim, I didn't say I agree with these teens.
Look, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my controversial thing as a man who is younger than you, but still kind of old. Socks with sandals?
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Oh, no.
No socks in a sneaker. The worst.
Well, and that's why I always thought the main point of socks was because you can't easily clean a sneaker or shoe, especially the inside.
Right, unless it's a Keds, you could throw them right in the washing machine.
Right, of course. If it's Keds, you can throw them right in the washing machine. But if it's not, you're going to have a hard time cleaning it.
Right.
So I thought, like, oh, that's why socks exist, to make sure to slow down your shoes getting stinky.
Right. Is that not the case?
I mean, a little bit. It's to wick away moisture and stuff.
Stop saying wick away.
Because I remember wearing...
Were people saying wick, but like wicking, moisture wicking before like 2015?
Yeah, because wicks existed. Candle wicks.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
It's wicking the wax?
No, that can't.
It brings the wax up from the bottom into the string.
All right.
The reason why socks smell, everybody's socks except yours, Tim.
Tom, smell them. I'll smell yours, but not while they're on your feet.
Or that, well, I want to touch your socks.
Do you think we have an influx of foot perverts listening to this episode?
Why, do you have something you'd like to market towards them?
No, it's just
no.
Welcome.
A foot pervert's going to look at this and go, socks. Talk to me when it's nude feet.
Yeah. Talk to me when the episode is no socks.
Right, which will be next week.
Yeah.
Your socks smell bad because of ammonia, fatty acids, and lactic acid.
Okay.
But did you also know this, that odorous socks can attract animals, including dogs and mosquitoes, and...
smelly socks could attract the dog?
Yeah. I remember my dog when I was a kid loved stinky socks.
Mm. Is that why dogs are always freaking eating shoes?
Maybe, yeah.
One dog ate a shoe so bad when I didn't have the money to buy new shoes. They ate my dress shoes.
Oh, no.
I needed for work. Ugh, I was so mad at that dog.
And it's hard to get money out of a dog, to be honest.
I outlived that dog. It died of natural causes.
All right. Good for you. Well, I guess you won in the end, Tim, against a innocent animal that didn't know it was doing anything
innocent.
Wrong.
Innocent? Did you hear about how it ate my shoe?
Dogs like stinky socks for the most part. But like I said, mosquitoes like stinky socks too, to the point where there's a project in Kenya that involves harvesting smelly sock odor with cotton pads that can be used to bait traps for like malaria mosquitoes. Guess who's behind that little scheme?
Your favorite guy.
William Gates.
Your favorite guy's favorite guy.
Bill Gates is behind that one. So who knows? He might be a sock pervert too. You might be like, oh yeah, we need it. We need it to bait traps.
That would be, I think that
he
would be
kind of. He collected them himself, it
spot
says.
Spot on. It's just like, yeah, his weird thing is like he's got a thing for socks.
Yeah. Beyond.
Like he buys used socks on eBay.
Yeah. He's definitely got, I mean, maybe his weird thing is illegal, but he definitely strikes me as like a guy who's got a weird thing.
Yeah. But I think it's something, it's not like an obvious weird thing. It's something where it's like, no, I'm not like a foot fetishist.
Right. I just collect.
It's the socks. And like, I got no interest in the foot.
Right.
There's a foot in that thing. I don't care.
But yeah. Or maybe even if there's a foot in it, it disgusts him.
Yeah.
He just wants the socks. There are some socks now that have silver nanoparticles weaved into them, and that can help.
Do you have a pair of those?
No,
I don't think so. That seems like something you would.
No, I mean, I've seen.
You like buying clothes with technology in it.
I like buying clothes with metal in it, yeah.
That's my problem. Have you been to Uniqlo lately?
Not. I just ordered some stuff off the website. I haven't been to the store.
They don't just have like shirts. Like here's a cotton shirt. Everything has like some sort of like this is technology to do like this makes you less hot in the summer.
Yeah.
It's like just sell me a freaking cotton blend shirt.
Yeah, I wear...
Everything like looks oddly like shimmers in the sun. It's like I don't want my shirts to do this.
Well, especially the idea, you know, as far as I'm concerned, behind socks, underwear, and undershirts is that these items are, you know, more or less disposable. Eventually, you're gonna, you know, just chuck this thing once it gets worn out.
Yeah.
Like I'm not buying.
They just disintegrate for me.
Yeah, I'm not buying an undershirt and thinking like this is the last undershirt I'm ever gonna buy. It's fine. It gets gross. It stops your other clothes your yeah. overshirt and your pants and your shoes from getting gross quicker. So they'll last longer.
Yeah, it's first line of defense.
Two other things that I want to bring up about smelly socks, Tim. Stale poppers can smell like sweaty socks. You know, poppers?
The drug?
The drug's poppers, yeah.
Okay.
If it's stale, it will smell like smelly socks.
I didn't know drugs could be stale.
Yeah. I think it still works. Maybe it doesn't work as well, but... You know, that must stink. You're looking to get, you know, a head rush, yeah, followed by a crippling headache. And you're like, P.U.
Yeah. Someone I know once bought poppers and they had to ask for VCR head cleaners.
Yeah, they're sold as other things. That's how they get around it.
Yeah.
And lastly, this was from the Smelly Socks Wikipedia page. Smelly Socks have their own Wikipedia page.
Wow. What do they think of next?
A reoccurring theme in the television series Married with Children revolved around the stinky socks of the character Al Bundy.
Oh, yeah. They had to use like tongs and like.
He had some real stinky socks and he worked in a shoe store. Yeah. So.
Tom, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. Is your sock habit one day in the hamper?
Yes, absolutely.
Then how do they get that freaking stinky?
I mean, mine don't unless I'm like working out in them or camping. Like if I sweat,
yeah,
then they'll get stinky because it's like trapped. But yeah, otherwise, I don't think mine are that stinky because I do. That's like socks and underwear and undershirt are the like every day has to be a new one, especially during the pandemic. Everything else, you know, whatever. But those, yeah, I do have to have a new one every day.
Yeah, I think we should look, if everybody's doing that, everybody's one day at a time with your socks and then laundering them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remove the stigma of the stinky socks. Moderate activity, days worth of use, it's not going to be any stinkier than your freaking undershirt. So everybody calm down.
Instead of removing the stigma, I'd rather remove the stink.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So we've talked about stinky socks, Tim. Let's talk about the other kinds of socks.
Knee socks.
knee-high socks, thigh-high socks.
Yeah. Yes.
Calf-high socks.
Yeah.
Then you got ankle socks. Then you got no-show socks.
Tom, you and I were on the same page about all this.
These do all exist. You're not going to question that I made any of those up.
No. I mean, I would quibble with knee-high and thigh-high being used interchangeably.
I don't think... No, I didn't say they were.
I thought you were saying...
I was going progressively lower, Tim. I was starting at thigh-high, then knee-high, and then calf high,
methodically.
And then
you were
ankle,
methodically going.
Ankle high, and then no show.
Mm-hmm.
And then confusingly, Tim.
No show, too small, right? We could all agree on this.
You know, it's a tricky thing.
You should cut it off at ankle.
I don't know. Sometimes I do like wearing no show socks. You know, then people think like, what is this guy, a teenager? He's not wearing socks at all.
Yeah.
But.
People often mistake you for a teenager.
Yep, all the time. They're like, Jesus Christ, that teenager looks like shit. Get that guy to a hospital.
Man, me at my healthiest,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, now, right? Like, it doesn't hold a candle to 19-year-old me. Doing every fucking thing wrong that think of doing.
19-year-old you could like have a 12-pack of beer, smoke a pack of cigarettes, eat half of a McDonald's, and be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a bite of an impossible Whopper and I need to take a nap.
So I own some pairs of ankle socks. But no matter what, they always seem like they're like too small, like
ankle socks or
no
show.
Okay. It always seems like I'm stretching them like out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the style. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
What's your day to day sock like, Tim?
It's a calf sock.
Calf.
Right. What are these, Tom?
Yeah. That goes up to. Oh, you can put your pants back on. I don't need to see all of that. Yeah, those go up to your thigh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just used to in any kind of medical setting.
Well, Tim, I've told you I am not your doctor, because I am a medical doctor, unlike your doctor. So, all joking aside, you have half calf. That's what you wear. Even are your socks dependent on the season at all?
I'd like it to be. I have multiple socks for season. So I got these guys, and you can see what are these. Just like
I wonder if we could pitch this, like what's going on right now, to Bill Gates as like a podcast. Like we'll go around, we'll just interview people about their daily sock habits.
It'll be like specific to him. Like
sure. Like
it's like we have a Patreon, but it's like $780,000 a month.
Yeah, there's one tier, one slot.
Yeah,
it's for Bill Gates, and you know, and maybe even opens up some doors for us to interview some celebrities about
we'll
their socks.
Send them the socks afterwards.
Yeah, I'll hand deliver them for if the price is right.
What would it take for you? I imagine not a lot.
Well, what the hell is that? Are you going to say for Bill Gates to...
What would it be if it was like, yeah, if Bill Gates was like, yeah, boys, I want a daily sock podcast and I want you to deliver every day. This is your job. It's 5 days a week. It's 5 episodes a week.
Okay.
But also, we have to deliver the socks that we're talking about to a place, let's say the Upper West Side, my doctor's office.
Oh, that...
Every morning.
Every morning?
Yeah.
I
guess it would be like, I'd do that for like, as a part-time job.
Yeah. I mean, if I can do that as a part-time job, but make a full-time salary doing that, yeah, I'd do that. Do I have to touch the socks?
You have to touch the socks. You have to
Can
deliver.
I put a glove on?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would do that for...
But they have to be exactly your flesh colored and you have to like paint nails and knuckles on them.
I mean, I guess maybe $1,000 a week.
If old man Gates finds out that you're wearing gloves, the whole deal
oh,
is
I see.
Off. So like some of them might build in a budget
right.
for the gloves.
For
making
custom
them look like your
gloves that
hands.
Look just like my hands. I mean, honestly, if that were like a real deal breaker for him, I would probably just I would be like, all right, yeah, I'll just wash my hands after. It's fine.
Tom, I think you're selling yourself short.
I definitely am. I would not tell him that because he's got money.
No, no, you would do it for essentially $50,000 a year.
Yeah, like $200 a morning. That's not bad.
You also have to produce an episode every day about that.
So. Every day?
Yeah,
yeah, it's 5 days a week. I am selling myself short. Yeah. All right, double that.
You wouldn't do this show.
I know. double that, and I would do it. But again, that's my like rock bottom price. It's not what I would tell Bill Gates.
Right.
And honestly, I wouldn't do... For that price, I wouldn't do it for him because I'd be like, no, you've got tons of money, man. I want $10 million a year to do this.
Right.
I want $1 billion a year, which you will not miss, Bill Gates. I'll wear the socks myself on. Nah, he'd probably be mad about that. Then I'd ruin him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd do something sick if that's what he wanted for $1 billion a year.
So to answer your question, I got some, what you think these are probably like a cotton poly blend or
something?
Yeah,
that's what that looks like.
Yeah, they're thin.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, optimal for
if you're trying
spring,
to get
right?
me to smell them so I can see if they're cotton polyester or not, sorry.
I don't think your nose is fishing. That refined, Tom. I don't think you
It have. Is. I can smell textiles.
I also have some wool socks, some like chunky wool socks. I got some of the, you know, those smart wool socks?
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal with those are. But here's the thing. I don't have enough of like these socks to last me every day that I need them. So sometimes in the summer or like now, like not so much now because I'm not really leaving my apartment that much. I'm like wearing like the smart wool socks in like June. And that sucks. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm wearing these cotton poly blends.
And now
in the winter.
You're not going out a lot because you're under house arrest. Now, how do these, how does the anklet fit over some of these socks?
As you know, it's bulky and in kind of one spot, right? So usually if I can cut a segment out of
your sock
yeah.
for the bulky part to rub up against your skin?
No, you can't put it under the ankle, but there's no daylight.
Yeah, that's
this.
True. Honestly, your foot's looking a little discolored. I think they might
have
put it on
them.
Too tight.
I've asked the warden to do something about that. He's ignoring my pleas.
Sorry about that. Something fell. But do you want to know what my sock regimen is? Or are you going to sit there and continue being rude?
Tube socks all the way.
No, I mean, what would you... I'm wearing ankle...
You're a tube dude.
Yeah, a tubular dude.
You're wearing like between a half calf and an ankle.
Yeah, it's a little bit...
What the hell is this even...
This is like a normal sock.
What does it say on the package?
It is like a normal sock where it protects your entire ankle. It doesn't just come up and touch your ankle.
You didn't mention it earlier.
What would you call it? This is like the kind of sock you would wear with high tops.
It seems like the ankle socks that are a size too big for you that you pulled all the way.
No,
but,
because
no,
look
but
where
I'm
the
telling
heel
you,
is.
I'm telling you, that's what it would seem like. But... You got different colors on the heel and the toe, and everything's in the right place here.
Yeah, so.
I was just trying to paint a picture for the listener.
Oh, a beautiful picture. You know what, these socks? No, these are the ones. You know, again, everything's getting so fancy nowadays. the top of these socks is like thinner, and it's some, you know, technology. And look,
technological clothes.
This isn't even like a technology that I bought into. This is the kind of technology that's, you know, it's worked its way down to everyday, Joe type socks.
Well, maybe freaking clothes would be more affordable if we didn't incorporate clothes couldn't be more affordable.
Yeah. Clothes are extremely cheap. Yeah. That's like one of the few things that like prices just keep going down because they find better and better slave labor to make these things. But I only like, Tim, these used to be like the only types of socks I had. And like these and like one or two pairs of dress socks that hopefully I didn't have like two things that require dress socks in the same week to go to.
If you had a job interview and then somebody died, you'd have to be like, oh, can't go to the funeral.
Yeah, no, I think that has happened where it's like, well, I'm going to have to wear white socks to this funeral and just make sure I don't like cross my legs and reveal my ankles like a walking around like a real like 18th century prude. God forbid somebody see my ankles. But a few years ago, I finally started investing in some wool socks for the winter. And it's great. Makes a real big difference. I actually
You talking about the chunks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the chunks.
I actually only got those once I got like a nice pair of L.L. Bean boots.
You got some Bean boots? And yeah. Did you get some Bean wool socks?
No, I got them from somebody else. A different vendor.
I'm a Bean man myself.
So. Yeah, I know. You look like it.
What does that mean?
You look like Mr. Bean.
Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying that it wasn't like a weird slur.
Yeah, so I started...
There's worse things in the world to look like than looking like Mr. Bean.
Rowan Atkinson's not a bad looking guy, but Mr. Bean is.
Yeah, his expression is always like...
Yeah, people can't hear that on the podcast, Tim.
Yeah, but I was hoping you would paint a picture.
Well, to everybody listening, Tim made a face a lot like Mr. Bean. Hey, have you ever seen Mr. Bean? That's the kind of face Tim made.
Pursed my lips a little bit.
When he said, this is the kind of face Mr. Bean has. Probably the best way to paint a picture would be to look up what Mr. Bean looks like.
So you're saying it was a good impression?
I would have known who
you're
you were
I
talking
got a future and impressions
in Mr. Bean specific impressions. Yeah,
there's a lot of money in the Bean mimicry.
There's not a lot of money in Bean. There's a lot of money in being Mr. Bean, and then there's everything else. I'd like a shirt that says that. How confusing would that be? And it just had like a picture of like a Lamborghini on it. There's a lot of money in being Mr. Bean, and then there's everything else.
I think so. Some kid would wear that to high school, and they'd like
turn it inside out.
Yeah, because they're like, they wouldn't know why. Not sure, but like this has to be. This must be against the rules.
We were speaking of sock. Or cloth production in general. Did you know that there's a city in China that is Sock City?
Sock City, more like.
Yeah, I'd like to see you walk around the streets of Sock City and say some shit like that, Tim. You'll get hurt. I was trying to think of something they could do with the socks. I guess they could put soap in it. In the socks, yeah. And just be, and they could be like, and there's a lot more where that comes
from.
They could
put bricks in the socks.
They could make socks strong enough to contain a brick.
They got silver in them, some of them.
Silver is actually not that strong of a metal, Tim. Try and keep up. Sock City, I'm going to mispronounce this, but it's, I think it's Zhuji, Zhuji.
Okay.
One out of every three pairs of socks in the world comes from this city.
Wow.
Sorry
for calling it Sock City. I like socks.
Yeah.
And they're making a third of the socks.
Right. You're gonna dramatically reduce the sock options you have, Tim, if this gets back to anybody in Sock City.
Yeah. It's not even, I think these, it's heroic what they're doing, Tom.
Yeah. Well, Tim, it's obvious you're lying. They make 8 billion pairs of socks a year. That is, you know what this said, that's two pairs for every person, but there are more than 4.5 billion people, aren't there? How many people are there?
There's about 7 billion.
That's
I think.
What I thought. Yeah. I mean, this is like
not everybody has socks.
This
Tom.
Is like a little bit old data, but have you heard about this that there aren't enough people anymore? Or there won't be?
For what?
The future?
See, I'm getting mixed signals here because I'm also hearing that the worst thing you can do for the environment is having a kid.
Right.
And then now they're saying there's not enough kids.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's a little bit of a like damned if you do, damned if you don't type thing.
And also they're automating everything.
Right.
We're not going to have work for everybody.
Maybe. I don't know. I just read a thing where they're like, you know, the current estimates, you know, we think it's bad now with how many boomers, you know, aging boomers there are by the time we're old.
Oh, you mean for like the U.S., like Social Security?
No, for
will
like
be
the whole
insolvent
world.
Because like.
Well, that's part of it, but the whole world. That's why China just changed their 2-child policy to 3-child.
Right.
Because they're just like, oh, shit. Like, everybody's starting to realize, oh, the population. Because, I mean, aside from, I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened in, like, you know, human history after, like, the Ice Age of population, like, dramatically contracting. Right. It's always growing. So they're saying, like, yeah, they're, you know, if... 50 years from now, there's 25% less people on Earth.
What
could cause some problems.
What problems would that cause? Because it also seems like a growing portion of the Earth is going to be unlivable.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And like there's going to be massive kind of migration and refugee issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't less volume, less bodies... be a positive? Like what?
Yeah, but who's gonna work at McDonald's, Tim?
Tom, they're trying to get nobody to work at McDonald's.
Yeah. Me, the man ordering the hamburger.
Yeah, you're pressing the touch screen and then
I'm going in the back flipping the burger.
No, the lab, they're gonna have lab grown meat.
It's true, we don't even need new cows.
Exactly. Now that's a thing. Let's get rid of the cows first.
Well, we're trying, Tim. We're making them into hamburgers as fast as we can, but somehow they keep popping up more and more of them. Yeah, so that's a problem that there aren't going to be enough people, and you know this might be a problem that hits Sock City, and then all of a sudden, not enough socks.
I feel like there's enough socks in circulation right now.
Well, yeah, easy for you to say. You don't think socks stink. You're like, I'll wear somebody else's socks that they've worn for a week. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I'd wash them first. Do a little woolite in the sink.
I wouldn't. I would not wear another person's socks.
You want to swap socks real
no,
quick?
No, I don't want to swap socks, even
what
if you
I
go
give
wash
you
them.
$45 to swap socks.
For how long?
For the rest of the night.
Till midnight?
Yeah.
I don't want you staying at my home until midnight wearing my socks.
Honor system. I'll leave when you want me to leave. And then I'll call you at midnight
and we can
take off the
you
socks.
You don't pay up your bets anyway, so I'm not taking bets like that.
What do you mean?
You always bet me like $5,000 on
45. I was trying to keep it. I was trying to keep it.
I know,
reasonable.
But I don't even trust you to pay me 45.
Sock swap. Sock
that,
swap.
That's the
swap.
Kind of boy cries wolf mentality that you've led me to.
I'll put them. You want me to put the money on the table right now, Tom?
No, I don't. I don't want to do this, Tim.
I know. That's why I'm paying you.
No, I bet this makes you feel like a big man.
It really does. Check it out.
Wow, did you say $45 because that's literally what you have in your wallet?
Hey.
Do you know exactly what you have in your wallet at all times in case you need somebody to perform whatever bizarre fetish this is?
I always had a bizarre
fetish
fear
that
I would get mugged.
Yeah.
And the mugger would say to me, give me your money and... if you don't know the exact amount, like you have to tell me exactly how much money you're going to give me.
So he can make change?
No. And if you don't know it exactly, I'll kill you too. Right? So I'm taking your money either way.
So there's like a Saw-esque situation with like a
sadistic killer. I don't know why. I would think about
killer.
This all the time whenever I had
what?
Money. And I
all
never
the
have,
time?
Yeah. I would.
Where'd you even come up with this idea?
I don't know. I have the idle brain most of the time, Tom. But I always thought, like, I have to know exactly how much money is in my wallet, lest I get mugged and they say, hand over your wallet, tell me exactly how much is in there. I'm taking it either way. And if you guess it, if you can tell me accurately how much money is in the wallet, I'll spare you your life.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. The thing a lot of muggers like to do is once they have the money, sit and count it and have a further conversation with somebody.
This is a sicko, Tom. Yeah. This isn't a regular mugger. This is a sicko.
Well, this is a sicko mugging another sicko. So it all washes out as far as I'm concerned.
$45, you want me to put it back in my wallet?
Yeah, put it back in your wallet. I'm not wearing your socks for... And for not for any amount of money, but not for $45.
50?
Yeah, I'll do it for 50. What are your thoughts, Tim, about toe socks?
Tom, I'll tell you one thing. The world's oldest pair of socks that they discovered.
Mm-hmm.
They were excavated at the end of the 19th century. From the burial grounds of ancient, it's a Greek colony, Oxyrhynchus.
That sounds like a artificial preservative.
Yeah. Socks are made from red wool, and they have split toes for wearing with sandals. Tom, they had toe socks, the oldest pair of socks that we know of.
Mm.
Freaking toe
socks.
And
what year do they think this is from?
I don't know. Ancient.
Sorry.
No, do you want to ask Siri about the...
No, I looked it up. They think they're from anywhere between 3 and 500 AD.
Yeah.
So if they dug them up in the 19th century, I bet they probably were like, we got to figure out why this whole city stinks. I'm saying those socks must have really smelled.
Yeah.
They had to dig up the whole sea just to find them.
Yeah.
Well, those are like ninja socks kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just sequestering the big toe.
Right.
And then everything else. Like mittens. The mittens of socks.
Exactly. Rather than the glove of socks.
Right. Tom, I've never worn toe socks, but I'd like to. I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
It seems like it'd be nice to have that right now. Like, thinking about it right now, like, don't you just want to, like...
I don't know if I would like it or hate it.
Yeah, but, like, for us to sit here and mock it when we haven't even tried it would be unconscionable.
They were invented in the 70s.
Not from what I understand. It was ancient Egypt.
Well, I'm talking about the individual toe socks.
Right.
And the woman who invented it copyrighted it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out, like, you can't copyright an idea like that. You have to patent it.
Yeah.
So thanks to that, why you can buy these socks freely. They're patent free. And they became... popular again in the 90s.
Yeah, my high school girlfriend wore toe socks.
Yeah, with girls, teenage girls in the 90s. It was a big deal. I don't think it was a big deal. I think it was probably just like some buyer at Old Navy was like, we should start stocking these.
Yeah.
And then people
were so against them.
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
Well, but then the toe shoes came around, and I don't know if it's like the toe shoes came and it was like, wow, I wish we could go back to just having toe socks. That life was a piece of cake compared to this. Or if, you know, one inevitably led to the other.
I miss the days of Blockbuster Video and toe socks. Right.
Sounds like you miss being a teenager.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Even more than I miss being in my 20s. Because being in my 20s, they were still like, society was like, you have a job and figure out what you're going to do. Teens, they were just like, go to school.
The rest of your time is yours, more or less.
Yeah. And guess what? School is kind of bullshit, too.
Yeah. I do think it's funny that the first pair of socks came from like ancient Greece. I guess not ancient, but almost ancient Greece. Also, I think it's wild that when you go back in history, and I see this all the time when I'm at the museum, that there was,
you go to the museum a lot?
Yeah, I go every day.
Okay.
That they're always like, oh, this is from like some point within these 200 years, or like, oh, here's one from this year and look at the improvements they made 500 years later. It's like, damn, nothing was going on, huh? If they can't even pinpoint, you know, nowadays, if you showed somebody like a pair of Air Jordans, they'd be able to tell you exactly when those came
out. Look it up online.
Yeah, you can just tell you by looking at them.
Yeah.
Some people. But historians, they look at an old pair of socks and they're like, we can narrow it down to 200 years. Do you think in like the far future, they're going to be like, this Game Boy, it's from somewhere in the late 20th century or the between then and the early 18th century?
I think we're generally better at record keeping now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those tend to be documented in a more...
Yeah, they could have put a tag on these socks so we would have known.
Let's put a tag.
But I do think it's funny that the oldest pair of socks were worn with sandals, something that's seen as such a fashion faux pas. Yeah. And here were the ancient Greeks walking around without a, you know, that guy was probably on his way to an orgy when he...
literally all you know.
Died in the streets wearing his socks.
You keep bringing up ancient Greece in episode after episode, huh? and then immediately just start talking about the orgies.
Well, I'm sorry, Tim, if the knowledge I have of ancient Greece isn't just what you learned in a textbook, that I know some things that went on that they couldn't put in the textbooks, because guess what? If they did, they'd have to sell the textbooks up on the top shelf wrapped in plastic.
Tom, what color should your socks be? According to general etiquette rules.
White if they're not dress socks, and black if they're dress socks.
Nope. your sock should match the color of your shoe.
What?
Or the color of your pants.
Heart. Oh.
But if it matches your pants, it should be at least one shade darker than your pants.
That makes sense. You don't want socks that are lighter than your pants.
And if they match your shoes, they should be at least one shade lighter than your shoes.
So you can't wear shoes and pants that are the same shade, because otherwise... what the hell are you going to do?
No, that's...
It creates some kind of a paradox.
Or you wear striped socks.
I thought you were going to say that your socks should be gray, like a kiss from a rose. Because then, you know, gray goes with everything.
Gray does go with everything.
But it is such a, you know, I know it's like a trope or whatever.
I'm wearing gray socks, you son of a bitch.
But, when people
is that why you don't want to swap socks?
Yeah, it is, Tim. I don't know if you've been kissing those socks or not.
You saw me kiss them earlier.
That's true. I did. I do know you've been kissing those socks, and that's why I don't want to wear them. No, but like if you see somebody wearing like black socks at the beach, you are like, man, what a nerd.
Yeah.
Look at this nerd. That's all.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. We do a lot of places. There's a Facebook. There's Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Pal Tim.
You can follow me at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide.
Yes.
You can follow us on Instagram at tcgte.
Yes.
But the real deal is the Patreon.
Yes.
Patreon.com/complete guide. Yeah. Every week, books the podcast. Right now we are covering 1984 by George Orwell. Yeah,
wrapping it up.
Tom's wrapping it up this week. Then I'm gonna watch the movie next week.
You're gonna watch the movie.
There's gonna be other fun stuff. We're gonna go to Dave and Buster's soon.
Yep.
Document it. We're gonna get high and document it. And then maybe we'll read some more books too.
Patreon.com/complete guide.
Yeah. And then there's a Reddit, TCGTE.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the subreddit thing. And there's a Discord. Go look for that as well.
Complete guide.
We should be more consistent with this stuff. You know, every platform try TCGTE and complete guide.
Yeah.
And one of them is
one of them's on there. Tim, will you continue wearing socks after this episode, or have you been dissuaded for good?
I think I am going to explore toe socks.
Wow.
Who cares, right? This is, you do what you like.
This is the weirdest midlife crisis I've ever heard.
Tom, you have no idea the midlife crisis that I'm having.
Do you care to share anymore?
I'll tell you.
You're going to some weird doctor who's not a doctor. You're going to start wearing toe socks.
I'm going to get taller.
You're going to get taller. Just go buy a Corvette and leave the rest of us alone.
1987, midlife crisis. I can afford a fucking Corvette, Tom. I do a lot of things.
Yeah, well, you can't afford it because I bet you're probably paying that fake doctor that doctor who promised to make you taller a fortune.
Really, all my money's going to paying people to do sock swaps with me.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.